I'm literally going to have nightmares.
IDC.
Bro, when did I ask?
What?
IDC means I don't care.
She said I'm going to have nightmares, and I was like, I don't care.
I'm going to have nightmares, not you.
Yeah, you said I'm going to have nightmares.
Who's going to have nightmares?
Me.
You don't think you'll have nightmares?
I haven't had a nightmare since I was 7.
Right. That is not true. You're literally...
All right.
Yeah, that's not true.
Bah, bah, bah. Bah, bah, bah.
We're starting.
Are you ready to start?
Yeah.
Slay, yes.
You ready to get the show on the road?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
Different microphone. Same kids.
Yeah.
All right, welcome to the Campfire Compendium. This is Dad, as always, with my lovely co-hosts, Leela and Nora.
Hello.
Hello.
The two smartest, bravest, taller than the average baby, stronger than most insects, and...
Are you calling us weak?
And faster than small dogs.
Listen, at least I'm faster than a small dog.
At least you're faster than a small dog. Maybe.
Thank God.
But just as brave as a small dog.
That chihuahua can't get me now.
All right. So who's ready?
Me.
All right. Today we're going to be talking about your request, haunted dolls.
I'm so scared because we're doing this at night.
And so we are doing it at night.
Oh, shoot.
But so since we're doing haunted dolls, I chose 3 haunted dolls we're going to be learning about. So we're going to be learning about the famous Annabelle.
Yay.
Robert.
Yay.
And from Japan.
Okiku.
Okiku. So those are the 3 dolls we will be learning about this
evening. The one I'm most excited about is Okiku. Because she's the one that only grows hair.
Well, we will be learning about that. All right, so we're going to get to part 1, the Cemetery Patch Kids.
What are those?
People over the age of probably 35 will get that joke. Maybe 30.
The first one's going to be Annabelle, is it?
Yeah.
Call it.
Okay. On her 28th birthday, a young nurse named Donna, or maybe Deidre, depending on the source, was gifted a Raggedy Ann doll from her mother. She was thrilled with the gift and took it back to her apartment that she shared with another nurse named Angie. They kept the doll as a sort of decoration, sitting it on the couch to greet visitors. People call these conversation pieces something kind of weird or interesting you have in your home people will ask questions about. Or like a family heirloom. You know, we don't really do that.
I hoard my squishmallows.
Yeah, but they're not... I guess if you're... in your mid-20s and have a whole bunch of squishmallows all over your living room, it'll be a conversation piece because it would be very unsettling. Kind of creepy.
She's going to make her whole house squishmallow.
Yeah, let's be honest. If you have a house full of squishmallows, then haunted dolls are the least of your worries.
True.
Yeah.
Because probably the squishmallows is just going to squish them all.
Anywho, they kept the doll on the couch. But when they'd return home from their day, they'd find that she had moved to a different location in the room. So the doll was on the couch, now it's on the chair, now it's over on the floor by the potted plant. Maybe it's up on a bookshelf.
Did anyone go into the house?
Well, no, they were gone. There was nobody there. It was locked. The doll just moved on its own.
It was like, peace out, my dude. I don't like this spot.
Even going so far as to be found in the bedroom behind a closed door. The two women claimed they'd even found pieces of parchment paper, a type of paper that they didn't keep in the home, with the words, "Help me," written on them. However, the scariest alleged event happened to Angie's doll-hating boyfriend, Lou.
Oh, okay. God.
So remember, Angie's the roommate. And Lou is her... Man, reading about this, Lou was either a boyfriend or just a friend. It's not really important to the story. He hated dolls, and apparently the feeling was mutual. Lou was at the apartment one afternoon napping when he was awoken by the sound of rustling as if someone else was in the room. He investigated but didn't find anyone. The only object out of place, of course, was the doll. Picking the doll up, Lou suddenly began to feel as if he was being choked by an unseen force, and he started to form claw marks, like scratches, started to just appear on his chest out of nowhere. Like an unseen hand just, you know, scratching him.
The tiger is literally a tiger. He's like, Annabelle.
Like Annabelle's a secret tiger ghost?
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to call my tiger friend. Come on, scratch him.
That's exactly what happened, was Spirit Tiger. Confused and scared for their safety, they enlisted the help of a psychic medium. All right, we talked about in the last episode a little bit about telepathy.
Yeah.
Right? Brain radios. Mm-hmm. So a psychic medium, or just a medium, or just a psychic, is a person that... they feel like they can reach out and talk to the spirit world. And so people feel like their house is haunted and they'll call a psychic medium, not a psychic extra large or a psychic small. That joke was gold.
I'm psychic.
You're a psychic small.
Thank God. That joke was only for adults, probably.
That, yeah, somebody might hear that joke and laugh, and somebody will hear the silence from you too and probably laugh. But a psychic medium, you say my house is haunted, they'll come in and be like, oh, I feel the presence of a spirit, maybe more than one spirit. And one spirit is the ghost of an old railroad man who died
100 years ago.
Yeah, and they will develop this whole backstory to the ghosts that are in your house and who they are and all of that type of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so...
they just break into your house.
Psychic mediums just break into your house and tell you ghost stories about your house. Like, that would be a lot better than what they actually do, which is like...
they'll be like, breaks the window. Hi, I'm here because you called me.
Yeah, I mean, I normally save part two for the start to tear everything apart, but let's be honest. So, like, if I claim to be a psychic medium, okay, somebody calls me, oh, this is my house, come here. You go to the library, and remember how we learned about people, you know, they save records, old newspapers and stuff. Like, you can hop online now and see newspapers from the 1800s. Right, that somebody has scanned and kept. And so if you get somebody's address to their house, you can go to the library and research that house and get public record information on things that happened. And so you can make a claim like, oh, I found this news clipping and your house was built in the area where there used to be a military camp during this war. And it was attacked. And so your house is on land where all these people died, right? You kind of follow
that
how...
that actually sounds really true.
Well, it is true in a lot of cases. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to think about, like, when you look at Europe and how long European cities have been around. Mm-hmm. Or, like, Rome, how long it's been around. Those cities are just built on top of old versions of the city, right? And so you're built on top of people, on top of dead bodies already. You know, because they buried them. But then that was thousands of years ago or hundreds of years ago, and now they've paved it over and put up a parking lot. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's just one of those fact of life things. Like, where they say that wherever you are, you're standing on somebody's grave because of the sheer amount of people that have been all over the planet, especially in populated areas. According to the medium, the doll was possessed by the spirit of a young girl who had tragically passed away at the age of 7. And the young girl's name was?
Annabelle.
Boom. You're a good noodle. You get a gold star. So the doll's name was, of course, Annabelle. And that's our first doll that we're going to learn about here. Okay? Next up is going to be our little sailor friend. About 120 years ago, Robert Eugene Otto of Key West, Florida, was gifted a German doll from his grandfather. To keep things clear and not confusing, because, of course, we like things to be perfectly simple and not at all confusing, Robert named the doll...
Robert.
Robert. Right. But that was okay, because Robert himself went by the name Gene.
Okay.
So Robert Eugene Otto went by the name Gene.
His middle name.
Right. And then,
like, some people, sometimes if they have, like, the same name as someone, they would go by something else, even if they prefer that.
Exactly. Name. It's like how I go by my middle name, Steele, since my full name is Maximum Steele.
What, your middle name, Steele?
My middle name is actually Power. Maximum Power. It's a joke.
Dad's name is Steven, and his middle name is Steve.
No, it's not.
That's not true at all.
That is not even close to
That's
his
hilarious.
Name.
So anyway, to keep things simple, Robert Eugene named the doll Robert, and he himself went by the name Gene.
Gene.
From the start of their relationship, young Gene was enamored with the doll.
He loved it?
Yeah, just the coolest thing ever. It was his favorite toy, and it was like his buddy. Right? One of the big things we talked, like, this is going to be a theme with this one and also with Okiku,
mm-hmm.
is that the children who own them
mm-hmm.
become very attached to them as if they're like a little brother or a little sister.
Especially this is like in the old days, so there's no electronics, so they love to play with their toys.
That is actually a super fair statement.
What does that mean?
It's a super fair statement. Well, they didn't have iPads and Xboxes and PlayStation 5s.
PS5s.
Yeah, dog. Okay, from the start of their relationship, young Gene was enamored with the doll. Just the coolest thing ever, which is why he named it after himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. According to legend, Gene would blame Otto for mishaps as a child. He didn't make the mess. It was Robert. He didn't leave the door open. It was Robert. Right? Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't throw the toys all over the room. It was Robert. He didn't eat the cake. It was Robert.
Totally.
Right.
Such a lie.
Well.
How could a doll eat cake?
It was said he treated the doll Robert more like a friend and less like a toy. So more like another kid. Which, to be fair, that's honestly totally normal for a kid to do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if he doesn't have a lot of, like, real kid friends,
mm-hmm.
he'll make his own. Human beings, we're social creatures.
How old was he?
He was just a kid. He was like 5-6 years old.
Oh.
The thing is it doesn't, like, his age, his age doesn't matter, and we'll get to that why. Okay. But so he loved this doll so much that he would take it with him wherever he went, and his parents would watch, and he would whisper to the toy, right? So he would, like, whisper in the toy's ears little jokes, and he would laugh at things like that, and totally normal. But one day, his parents actually heard a deep voice answer back. It didn't specify what it answered back. It's just that one day they heard a deep voice, you know, out of nowhere. So
they heard, like,
good job, kid. I don't know what demon doll would say.
Probably, like, it would probably say, like, yeah.
It would say, yeah. It's supposed to be a deep voice.
Look at me, like,
not a little girl's voice.
Slay.
Oh my god.
Nice.
The deep voice slay.
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 Demon.
Another story tells of a plumber working at the home
mm-hmm.
by himself and hearing the laughter of a child. So nobody else was home, but a plumber was there working and he heard a child laughing.
What if it was just a kid outside?
What if it was just a kid outside? Remember, this is also a story.
Wait, yeah. But he said Robert took Robert everywhere. Why wasn't he with Robert?
You found an amazing loophole.
Amazing.
You did find an amazing loophole. I did not even put that together.
Lol.
You are double gold star for the night.
Let's go.
Let's go. So the plumber was there by himself, but he swore he could hear children crying or children laughing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he just swore that the doll had moved from one side of the window where it was to the other side of the window where it was.
It was like, wait, I don't like this side.
Right.
It's like Annabelle moves around.
Well, and so the doll also had toys, other toys with it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it looked like the doll had, or the toys, I don't want to say he looked like the doll had, but the toys had been thrown across the room. Like somebody was like, okay, I'm done with this. I threw, and threw him across the room.
He was like, he's like, hey guys, do you want fly? Wee.
Yeah, exactly. When Gene grew up, he inherited his childhood home from his parents, and he actually built Robert an attic. That's why I'm saying that it's really not important, because Gene kept this doll his whole life. Mm-hmm. Like, it would be like me as your dad saying, this is your other brother, Daryl, the doll.
We don't know.
That I've had since I was a wee lad.
But you haven't, you don't.
I'm saying I don't have that, but if I did have it.
It's like, for example.
It'd be, I don't want to say it would be kind of odd because, you know, life's a trip and everybody gets to do it their own way. Yeah. You know, it's, you know, you only get one go around, right? So you do you and whatever makes you happy, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, let's be honest, somebody's going to look at it and say, well, that's a bit odd that this grown man has a toy doll that he takes with him as if it were his son or, like, his old friend.
What if he just didn't get a kid? Like, men can't have kids.
He just didn't have a wife.
No, he did. He got married. And we're actually going to get to that. And so he inherited his childhood home. And up in the attic, which I have a picture of the house I will show you. So it's kind of like a ground floor, second floor. And then it had that little top room lookout thing, kind of like an attic, but it had windows.
Like
still
our
room.
Attic is in our room. It's just like hidden in the closet.
No, it'd be like if we built just one room on top of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest was a roof around it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But he built the doll its own room in the attic, where he just kind of sat Robert on a chair in the room. Like, hey, this is yours, buddy. You can look out upon the kingdom that is Key West, Florida.
Now I'd probably do that with my squishmallows. Just make them stare.
Why are you actively going to grow up to be creepy?
Yes. Squishmallows aren't creepy. There's literally millions.
The thing is, like, squishmallows themselves aren't creepy, but how you present them could be creepy.
Oh, okay. Just don't present them. Okay. You just give
like if
me
you're
ideas.
Like if you're at work and you're like, oh, Tabitha, would you like to come over for dinner and meet my children? And then it's like, oh, yes, this is Roberto, my squishmallow donkey. Like, that would be creepy. Like, these are all my kids, and there's like 30 lifeless squishmallow faces staring at them. That's a creepy way of presenting them, yes.
These are my 30 children. And they can, and you can smush them so, and you can smush them.
You can
them.
Squish and mellow them.
Well, yes.
I could buy squishmallows and get them and then sell the squishmallows at my house. So just get duplicates of the squishmallows.
Oh my God.
What is happening right now?
I have no idea. Guys, literally just.
Yeah, you are. You are having your own podcast episode in your head right now.
I am.
The Squishcast.
We're going to be talking about haunted squishmallows.
Haunted squishmallows.
I'll be the host. I'll make the cover. It's like.
We'll talk about haunted squishmallows.
Okay.
We'll get to that down there. Yay. But anyway, so he had his own room up in the attic, which his wife was not excited about. Was like this, A, why do you have the old doll? B, why does this doll get its own room? C, why do you have the old doll? Because it's creepy, right?
Mm-hmm. She's literally like...
And so,
nah.
With Robert being up on the top, it was said by locals that he would find his way to different windows. So, like, local kids walking to school or anybody walking by, they'd look up in the window, there'd be Robert in the window. They'd look away, then look back again, and he'd be in a different window. Like, he had
moved
to get a better
look.
So,
will we see Robert's room and the outside of the house?
I just have the outside of the house.
Okay, because I wanted to see Robert's room.
Yeah, I just have the outside of the house.
Okay. Wait, after the episode, please try to find what Robert's
we'll
room
see.
Looked like.
And some people said that they would walk by and he would kind of pop in and out of different windows. And some said that he would just kind of follow him. So he would do the whole just follow as he went along.
Like your turn?
Like this doll face would just kind of turn with you as you walk down the thing, which is very unsettling. After the death of Gene Otto in 1974, the house was sold along with Robert. So it was a package deal. You buy the house, you get the creepy doll. Right. Which I'm, you know what? I am being actually, I'm kind of being harsh on Robert. He's not that creepy of a doll. He's actually kind of a sweet looking doll for being 120 years old.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to apologize on that now. He's not that creepy of a doll. But yeah. Either way, you get the creepy doll
but Robert,
with the house whenever you bought it.
Listen, Robert, you are not creepy. You are still standing. That's a good job.
He is still standing. We'll talk about that.
Wait, just give me a screenshot and I'll turn into a material girl.
Slay.
Wow.
I'll give him blonde hair and nails.
He'll be fine. He's doing good where he's at. Believe me, he's doing good. He gets fan mail. We're doing good. So anyway, the house was purchased. The doll came with it by a Myrtle Reuter. She purchased the home. And visitors of the home would claim that they could hear footsteps and childlike giggles coming from the attic. So, like, there was a small kid running around up in that room, mm-hmm. having the time of their life.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because kids are really happy when they're supervised.
But the thing is, like, there weren't kids in the home.
Yeah.
They're implying the doll was doing it this whole time, right?
Yeah.
Right. All right. So that for now is going to wrap up Robert, okay? All right. So now on to our third and final haunted doll. In 1918, in Hokkaido, in the north of Japan, a 17-year-old schoolboy is visiting a marine exhibition in the city of Sapporo. It's said that... Okay, I'm going to throw out here right now, I am a dude from the Midwest who is about to pronounce Japanese names. I'm going to do my best. So in 1918 in Hokkaido in the north of Japan, a 17-year-old schoolboy is visiting a marine exhibition in the city of Sapporo. It's said that Akichi Suzuki bought the doll for his younger sister as if it was calling out to him. From the shop stall.
She was like,
oh, bye. Yeah. Like one of my squishmallows I'm using as an example. While I was walking at the shops, this one just called out to me because it was, like, cute and stuff. It just, like, even with the other ones, I just wanted that one.
Millie,
that's different.
Yeah, this is like they wanted to add a little bit of magic onto it, so it was like he was drawn to it. Like it was singing a song only he could hear, right?
Oh, siren.
Yeah. Vaguely.
But she's like, please get me
brush my hair.
Exactly.
Do my dishes. Clean my room.
So anyway, he bought it for his younger sister. And the young girl's name was Okiku. Or in some cases, in some tellings of this story, her name is Kikuko. Okay? Mm-hmm. Sound very similar, are very different names. Okay? Just to make that clear. And she was about 2 or 3 years of age whenever he bought the doll for her. The doll itself was a type of ikimatsu doll, a porcelain doll dressed in traditional robes and sporting a short bobbed haircut about shoulder length, known as okapa.
Ooh, I love that.
You're pronouncing the names really well.
I am. If you hear me, I'm stopping and kind of thinking about it for a sec.
Yeah.
The young girl loved her doll, and it quickly became her favorite playmate, and she took it to bed with her every night. However, she unfortunately grew sick with a fever. Some people think it may have been a version of flu. It could have been something like just a cold that got out of control because this was turn of the century. But unfortunately, the young girl succumbed to her illness and she died.
How old was she? She passed away at like 3?
Yeah, 3 or 4 years old.
She was young.
Super young. I mean, yeah, I mean, this was once again, the early 1900s.
Bro, Okiku was probably inside. She was like, and then you see the tiny thing, you're like.
Well, and so, and like a lot of this stuff, whenever you hear about anything haunted, there's a tragedy behind it, right? And so in this case, it's the untimely passing of a young child due to sickness. So unfortunately, the child succumbed to her illness. And the family, whenever they buried her, wanted to put the doll, because it was her favorite toy. She would go to bed with the doll. Right? Mm-hmm. She would take the doll playing with her. And so the family, of course, wanted to bury her with the doll, but the temple said no. You know, you don't bury people with possessions, Right. And so instead, they actually placed the doll up in the family shrine, kind of a shrine. It's a Buddhist shrine where they would put up the belongings of people or pictures, and they would use
like Coco. Coco. Remember that they would have pictures of the loved ones that died?
Yeah, yeah. And so, Day of the Dead? Yeah, Day of the Dead. And that's 1 year where they just kind of specifically get together to remember the family members that have passed along.
Yeah.
This is very similar. This was more of a, wasn't a year later. Mm-hmm. This was, they just put it up there, and they use that to work through the pain of losing somebody, right?
Especially at a super young age.
Exactly. And so, yeah, they use this to work through those feelings, right? And so they quickly noticed that the doll's hair had gotten longer. It wasn't shoulder length now. It was past the shoulder. And it was longer. And so they cut it, and it would grow back, right? They also had situations where they would fall asleep, and they would dream of their lost girl, their lost daughter, mm-hmm. and they'd wake up and the doll would be sitting with them in bed, right? And so that's how that legend grew, and they just kept going. The hair would grow, and the family would cut it, and they would keep it in the shrine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they came to the conclusion that was because the girl's spirit had entered the doll. She wanted to stay with her family, so she stayed with the doll. So the family kept the doll in the home until 1938 when they moved to Iwamizawa.
Did they keep the doll?
They did not keep the doll. So we'll get to that. So they moved to Iwamizawa, and they gave the doll to the Meneji Temple, where she remains enshrined to this day.
Mm-hmm.
It's said that her hair still grows, and the monks of the temple still keep it trimmed. And so the hair grows, and the monks of the temple, you know, keep it trimmed.
Yeah.
They didn't take her with them because they wanted her, basically, if her spirit's in the doll, then her spirit needs to stay in the doll close to where her body is.
Why?
That's just was their reasoning.
Oh.
So if they were going to leave their house, she still needed to stay in the same general area. And so they gave it to the temple.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The people who had helped with her burial in the first place. And so now they're taking care of her spirit in the doll.
Was this inside or outside a building?
It's inside a building.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's do a quick wrap of kind of where they are now. And we're going to do Annabelle last for this reason, that Annabelle's a little more involved. Okay?
Okay.
Let's start off with Okiku, because her story just ends in the temple. So to this day, the doll with the spirit of the young girl is in the temple. Her hair still grows, and the monks still trim the hair.
Does she still move?
She never really moved, according to anybody, except for like they would wake up with her in bed with them. But they never talked about her head moving by itself or anything.
No, I'm talking about like she'd move to like another grave.
It's just that she's in one spot and her hair grows. That's it. And then Robert. So we can go see Robert. He's actually in the Fort East Martello Museum in Key West, Florida, where he was donated by Myrtle Reuter in 1994. He's well taken care of. He's in a climate-controlled room. He has a glass case that's brand new that was built by somebody who's a fan. He has one person on the museum staff that once a year kind of like takes him out of the case, cleans him up, makes sure he doesn't have like mold growing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he's living the life, and he's actually got, as you saw in the picture earlier, he's got a toy dog that sits on his lap with him. So he's got his own toy that hangs out.
Mm-hmm.
And people send him candy, and they send him letters. So he's kind of a celebrity. So like, if you guys wanted to, we could send him some candy and letters and maybe go visit one day.
Yeah, yeah. Like whenever
Robert's just
Disney.
A pretty chill guy, he's just like, I'm living the life.
Yeah, for people saying that Robert caused a bunch of terrible stuff, he's kind of living a chill life right now.
Yeah.
But now we're going to talk about like the actual spooky, terrible, haunted doll, right?
Yeah.
So let's wrap up on Annabelle, right? Anyway, we're going to talk about Annabelle.
Okay.
So Annabelle is said to still be in the now closed museum of Ed and Lorraine Warren. So Ed and Lorraine Warren, like I just mentioned, they are famous paranormal investigators, and they did open a museum of artifacts that they had collected from their investigations.
Nah, they just took away stuff from areas.
Well, and here's the thing is Annabelle, she's just in a case. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, they put her in this glass case, and they put a piece of paper with the Lord's Prayer on it to keep her in there. Right? Because they say Annabelle is the most dangerous paranormal artifact they have. Okay? So, after the attack on Lou, he and Donna had reached out to the Warrens, who were famous paranormal investigators. And the Warrens believed the doll wasn't possessed by a child. They actually believe the doll was possessed by a demon.
I thought the demon was going to pop up.
Right. If we are doing haunted dolls, we are going to at least have one that is terrible. And that's Annabelle. So the Warrens believed it wasn't the spirit of little girl inside Annabelle, but it was actually a demon. And so that's why the scratches on the chest and the choking and things like that. Like, the demon was cool until he wasn't cool with Lou, apparently. Mm-hmm. And so that's why the Warrens believed this to be the most dangerous relic they had in their museum, right? But when it comes to the Warrens, and that's what I want to say, I want to be clear, and that is they have a very complicated relationship with the truth. Okay?
Yeah.
A very complicated relationship with the truth. And much of their work has been debunked.
What do you mean?
Meaning it's been shown to be false, fabricated, made up, lies.
A chair moving, but you can see the string.
Well, it actually is a little bit even more sad and lame than that. But in fact, the New England Skeptical Society, they did an investigation and proved that the artifacts, like the doll in the Warrens, were just fraudulent. Photos are doctored. Stories are exaggerated. You know, whenever it comes to the Warrens and their investigations, it's like our friends here from the beginning, Donna or Deidre and Angie and Lou. Those three people never came forward and told the story.
What do you mean?
I mean, the people that told the story of Annabelle were the Warrens.
Bruh.
It wasn't the three people that happened to. It was the Warrens, the paranormal investigators. So you see what I'm saying here is that if these things happened, it wouldn't be the Warrens telling the story, right?
It would be the Warrens the people who actually experienced.
Yeah, it was like the Warrens weren't there to experience it. So they don't know that for sure. No.
Yeah. And so, yeah, the people who it happened to didn't tell the story. The Warrens told the story. All right, so part three, quite the doll dilemma.
No.
Jokes.
So on the internet, we can see endless videos of haunted dolls just seemingly moving on their own, eyes opening, heads moving. Sometimes they just seem to randomly fall off shelves where they were once sitting perfectly stable. Right?
Yeah.
And these videos are carefully curated and even have updates showing what new havoc or distress the dolls caused. Right? We can go to eBay or other online auction sites, and we can buy haunted dolls. We can buy dolls that have backstories. They have good spirits. They have bad spirits. Some bring luck, right? Some are like you're rehousing a pet because it has a personality, and the person that has the doll now just wants to find it a good home.
Wait, listen. Like, it's like a... I saw, like, an elf on the shelf thing, and it was, like, the elf was, like, looking, like... It was, like, doing side-eye. And then, like, did this.
Well, it was now, like that, and then they were Elf like, on the Shelf is legit possessed by Satan.
It is?
That's why we don't have one in the house.
Oh, thank God.
It's not really possessed by Satan. That was sarcasm.
I know. You literally just told me people moved around.
Exactly.
Bruh.
Anyway. So the dolls that you can get from eBay, like, they're dirty. They take pictures in the cemetery. They might be a little bit burned. Like, oh, they were in a house fire, and now the ghost is in there, right? And so it's haunted dolls are just such a huge piece of Americana at this point, because dolls are creepy. Let's just be honest. Dolls look creepy. Once people grow up and they no longer play with them and they just sit there, they are just lifeless, blank faces staring at you from across the room. And nobody wants to see that. In case you can't tell, Dad, not a fan of dolls. Especially old, weird-looking porcelain dolls. No interest in them whatsoever. I didn't like this episode. Mom thought was funny because she knows that I don't like dolls. Right?
Well, no, duh.
Well, you have a personality.
No, duh. No, duh, you're a boy.
He's not a boy. So, these dolls, like, we can go visit them museums. And it's not just Robert, right? There's paranormal museums all over. There's stuff in Gettysburg. There's stuff in, like, Pigeon Forge. You know, there are collections.
Is there stuff in Kansas?
There might be somewhere in Kansas where somebody has a collection of paranormal oddities that they want to show off, right? But they're just so popular because it's easy to have a haunted doll. We could go ahead and pull up one of your mom's old porcelain dolls from her grandmother.
No.
Well, okay, well, just hear me out here. We could pull one of them out of storage.
No.
And put it in the living room. And you could tell your friends when they come over, that's our haunted doll. If we're bad, she gets upset. And there's a very good chance your friend will believe you.
Actually true.
You know, and so, because haunted doll, it's easy to say a doll's haunted because they're creepy looking in the first place.
Like.
Right? But, so, like always though, what do you guys think? Do you guys think that, can dolls be haunted at all? Are some dolls haunted? Are some dolls not haunted? Like, what do you think?
100%. Literally that Annabelle. No, well, not the. Actually, not Annabelle. Robert.
You think Annabelle or Robert might be haunted?
No, just Robert. And Okiku.
You think they, so? They,
never
you think,
Annabelle.
So you think. But let me ask you this. What about you? Do you think. Lila, do you think that they could be.
Yes. Even if it's not true, I'm just going to believe it for fun.
Just believe for fun. Well, but let me posit this question to you then. If you think dolls can be haunted, do you think that a guitar could be haunted? Could a toaster be haunted?
Yes.
If you put a microchip, then yes.
That isn't how hauntings happen. But what I'm saying is by the same logic of this inanimate object, right? Because a doll is nothing but a thing, right? Or do you think that they're haunted because they kind of look like little people?
Bro, no, you just made me think of Smurfs.
Smurfs?
Yes. Smurfs are just tiny blue. Smurfs are just tiny blue aliens.
You're a tiny blue alien.
No, I'm not. Actually, I am when it's cold out.
All right. So we're going to go with dolls can be haunted.
Yes.
And we are going to start collecting haunted dolls, right?
No, we're not. No, 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 no.
We already have too many Barbies.
Yeah.
Do you know that each one of your Barbies is haunted?
No.
See, Barbies aren't haunted because they just don't look creepy. They just look like Barbies.
Literally, Barbies. If you are a haunted Barbie, the only thing you will hear whispering this. I'm a Barbie. That's all you're going to hear. It's
plastic. It's fantastic. All right.
That's all you're going to hear.
All right. Well, everybody's going to hear me say thank you for listening. If you've made it this far, thank you for listening to episode 3 now.
Yeah, episode 3.
Episode Trace Episodus. We will be back again.
Make sure to subscribe and follow.
Yep, subscribe.
And like.
Follow.
And you can turn on turn on notifications.
You are, you know what? Yeah, I'll just let you do it from now on.
YouTube helps you learn.
Nah, you're tripping.
Or wherever you listen to your podcast, you can also subscribe there. Again, thank you much. This is Dad signing off. Goodbye. Along with Lila.
Bye.
And Nora.
Bye-bye.
My two smart taller than some things, stronger than some things, faster than some things. I'm definitely not as haunted as dolls.
I'm faster than...
So everything, those, you. Better those, than you.
Those chihuahuas can't get me now.
Be faster than a cheetah.
I'm surprised I haven't a Bugatti.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.